What a joy for me to share with you my contemplation and meditation of the liturgical text today. Especially today is the celebration of the Maris Foundation. In 1816, the next day after their ordination, young priests and seminarians met in the city of Lyon on the 23rd of July to start a religious family spread throughout the world called the Marist. So it's a great day for me, a day of remembrance of their act of faith. And the same faith we celebrate, we gather, the faith about God, a faith on God, a merciful God. In their times, after the French Revolution, they saw a devastated church, a devastated country, and wanted to bring a feminine touch in dealing with people and healing church, healing the society. It is that face of God which appears in our readings today. We could once at home take a pen and do like the identity card of God and see how our first reading describes him, how the psalm, what the psalm talk about God's adjectives: slow to anger, lenient, patient, forgiving. And we will have a list, certainly, of qualities that are not only divine qualities, but also human qualities. We are invited to be like God. So I would like to concentrate on the gospel from Matthew chapter 13 is the end of a series of speeches Jesus gave about the kingdom, but in parables. So Jesus preached and explained the mystery of the kingdom from family life, professional life, natural life, biological life, what was known to people so that they could think about what is unknown. So what we know about God described in the parable is a farmer who is very patient. He had a foe, an enemy, an adversary, who spoiled his farm in the night. In the morning, when people realized that something happened, the workers wanted to root out, to take away the darnel, which was to stop the growth of the farm. And he said, no, just leave them grow together. The wheat and the darnel. What a patience. What a tolerance. Often we are not like that. When we see something wrong, immediately we want to remove it once. Of course, that makes us very impatient and intolerant. What we don't like, we cannot live with it. We want to take it away immediately and feel at peace or feel comfortable. God is not doing like that. He is able to see the two things grow together, one thing and its contrary. While often things that are contrary or these things that are opposed to us, we don't want even to see them. We just want to remove them from our sight and see only what we are comfortable with. So today we can really look at God's attitudes like a mirror. God will be like a mirror. We look at him, we will see ourselves. We are not that tolerant. And often tolerance is like permission to others, but tolerance is not permission. When you permit something, you give the right to be there. But the right to be there does not belong to us. It belongs to the person or to the reality in its own right. It's not because we tolerate religious or other religious faith that they have the right to exist. No, they have the right to exist because of God who gave them life. It doesn't depend on us. It doesn't depend on the majority. And often in our mentalities, especially in democratic societies, we think that the minorities don't have the right to exist. They don't have the right to be there. Some people think that even we should push them out of the country. That's intolerance. It is from God that they have the right to exist. It's not because of the will of the majority. They are there because they are there. God created them different. So, looking at God's attitude, we may think of ourselves, of our societies, of how we function. Not even in like groups, communities, but also as individuals. How do we look at those who are different? Do we want them to move out of our sight? Do we recognize them as bringing something new in our cosmopolitan society? Do we take them just like one of us or one like us? Because we all receive from God who spreads his spirit in what he created and touches the heart of all without any discrimination. Do we see them as equal, with equal rights with us? This may be hot political issues, but a priest does not do policy or politics, no? I will not talk about politics. But at least in our personal lives, social lives, in the life of our communities as believers, this is a sign of or a call to fraternity, to tolerance, to acceptance of others just as they are. God asked no condition to the darnel or to the wheat. He just waited till the harvest time when the workers will divide and separate. May we grow in patience. May we grow in tolerance. May we grow like God's sons and daughters. Open, patient, and able to marvel ourselves from the optimistic and the positive look we have on reality, on our differences. We don't have to impose one another to be like this way or this way we want. Let's grow together in God's eyes.